Well, it's time for us to bring in Mr. 650, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I think Skype liked what you said.
What was that?
I don't know. It was a boom.
When did it cut me off?
It cut you off when you said the breakfast has been canceled.
Oh, I guess Skype thought I was canceling the call.
I don't know. Let me tell you, we'll talk about computers in a second. But anyhow, there's one band of rain this morning stretching from the Adirondacks to Maine. That is moving from west to east. We have another band of rain stretching from northern Pennsylvania through the lower Hudson Valley. That may just about skim Sharon. And that's going just to the south of us. And then back over Buffalo, another band of rain there. Over Detroit, down to Columbus, Ohio, another band of rain and showers and thunderstorms there. So they're dotted all over the place. And that's why the forecast just says hazy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, period. The best chance is this afternoon. Highs 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms will be with us tonight, mid-60s. Those showers should end tomorrow morning, and then partly cloudy in the low 80s. That sets the stage pretty nice for partly to mostly sunny Friday, low 80s. And the weekend, we're looking for quite a bit of sunshine, low humidity, both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday will be near 80 degrees. Sunday, 80 to 85. Looks like a really nice weekend for not the first weekend in June, the second weekend.
Yesterday in the city, it was nice, but it was breezy.
It was.
Yeah. It was breezy, but it was nice.
Right.
It was nice.
You had a good time? Yep. Traffic was nice?
Traffic was actually fine. I mean, a little. For some reason, it's when you're going out the West Side Highway. Normally, if you leave at 2 o'clock or before, it's okay. But for some reason, yesterday, the entrance to George Washington Bridge off the West Side Highway, of course, was backed up, and so that slows you down right there. That's the only slowdown had at all yesterday. That's the only slowdown.
Okay. So that's a good thing.
It wasn't too bad.
You know, they're doing the walkway in front of my house, and yesterday the cement truck came and they were putting down the cement. And then I said to my handyman, I said, you know, the water pressure here is the pits, and the water company says that it's more than likely the release pressure valve. So I went and got one. I said, could you put that in? He said, yeah, no problem. Put it in, no problem. The water pressure came right back to where it should be. Great. Now the hot water is only warm. And I said to my handyman late yesterday, and he was just wiped. I said, it's just not getting hot. He goes, well, what I did has nothing to do with the hot water. And I said, okay. So what could it be? So I went online and I put in my, it's a Bradford White Honeywell hot water heater. Right. And I put it in, and it's the green light is flashing. You know, there's a different number of times that it flashes, and it lets you know what could be the problem. So it's flashing 5 times, and it says here, false pilot flame present, pilot valve stuck in the open position, replace gas control. What is that? I don't know. Right. I'm not fooling around with gas. So he's going to have to look at that again today. If he doesn't come early enough, I will just call, the proper people for that. And then this morning, for the second day in a row, and here's where Marshall comes in, I have gotten two complaints from two of our biggest clients. They're not getting our emails, but it's only them two. Now, your stuff goes into a Google Drive.
Yeah.
All the government contracts get sent email. Yeah, because we have groups.
Yeah.
And this is, two of our big clients, Long Island Railroad and Metro North. Now, originally, it was just Metro North. And that was last week they had a problem. Now, this week, Long Island Railroad joined the crew. So I said, okay, great. I sent it a number of different ways as far as the same, people that we use, contact@metroorder.com. So then I said, okay, let me try something else. Let me try sending to one person through via Google. They got it. So what does that denote to you?
that there's something. So you mean you normally send them all? You normally send them all at once, right?
I send not at once, but you know, each I send each one individually as a group.
Yeah.
All through the same email service, so to speak, which is ours. Contact@metroweather.com. Now everybody on that list is getting them except those two clients. But if I take those two clients and switch them over to Gmail, then they get them. So to me, that still sounds like there's a problem on their end.
Well, it sounds like for some reason your emails are going to their spam. You should ask them to check their spam accounts and see if your emails are going to spam.
I think the Long Island Railroad did check, and he said, and he's not getting it in spam.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know what the story is, and I thought it would be like a cinch to just put the groups into Gmail.
No.
But it's not, Marshall.
No.
It's not easy. In fact, I think they don't call it a group in Gmail. They call it a label.
Yeah, it's a... No, it's totally different than that. Yeah.
So that is Pat's dilemma today.
Perhaps. You'll have to work on that throughout the day today. I mean, God forbid that that Metro North and the Long Island Railroad should be late.
God forbid they don't get the forecast and they blame it on me.
That's right. Blame it on that guy upstate.
So I know. Yeah, it's just those two. Everybody else is getting them.
Something weird is something is causing it to be not going through on your end.
Yeah.
You should check with your tech guy. There's something on your end that has changed where, for some reason, it's not getting through to them. It's not on their end.
No, you don't think so?
No.
But how come everybody else is getting it?
I don't know, but it's Trump.
I'm going to send, you know what, Marshall? I'm going to send, I send you email. I send you emails all the time to contact at Metro, and you never have a problem.
No.
Right. So that doesn't make sense. In fact, I'm sending Marshall one right now, and I'm just going to put a test on here.
I want to see what happens here.
I don't think Marshall ever had a problem. No. I just sent it. And they know he'll get it.
You don't have a 30-second delay on your thing, right?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. It hasn't come in yet. We'll give it a second here. Oh, there it is. Test it is. Right there.
See? You got it.
Well, there you go.
So it's not contact@metroarthur.com, that's for sure.
No, but there might be something on their servers that... That's
what I'm thinking. That's not permitting it.
That reads contact as spam and just deletes it.
And deletes it, right.
You should tell them to check that out.
I will. I'll do that. That's a good idea. And this computer repair minute has been brought to you by Marshall Miles, your IT guy 24/7.
Your IT guy destined to take three times as long to solve the problem, but costs you three times less to solve
the
problem.
Right, there you go.
You get what you pay for. That's my slogan. You get what you pay for. All right, Pat, I will check with you tomorrow.
Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast.